Thank you, Max. Hey, Aaron, this is Gail. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. So it sounds like you and Max were talking about the first page listing we were filling today on Google. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, super. So what I'll do, Aaron, is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough. Okay. All right. Now, do you have any questions so far? Of course, aside from the obvious pricing.
No, I was just curious about the pricing, to be honest.
Okay. And now, are you the owner of the company?
No, I handle marketing, though, so I'm able to make a decision.
Oh, gotcha. Awesome. Well, can you, since you're handling the marketing, can you tell me a little bit about what you've got out there for advertising so far?
Well, pretty much we just use social media and word of mouth. We did a little bit of Yelp as well. We shut that down because we didn't really need it.
Okay. And we see when I was looking for online presence for you all, I did come across a link. Oh, gosh, was it Thumbtack or Angie or Home Advisor? Do you use one of those services, or did you use one of those services? Could be an old listing.
No. I think maybe Home Advisor we were going to, but we never did.
Oh, okay. And so what were you, when you signed up for these services, what were you looking to achieve? What kind of revenue were you hoping to bring in, or how many?
We were just trying them out. To be honest, most of our work comes through word of mouth, so we don't really spend anything on marketing.
Okay. And you are able to take on more work, though, right?
Sure.
Okay. So let me take a look at some. Now, are you using Facebook, then? Is that one of your socials?
No, we're on Instagram.
Oh, okay. And are you picking up some business that way?
To be honest, like I said, almost all of our work comes from word of mouth. But if people want to see our work, they can check out our Instagram page. Gotcha.
All right. Honestly, if this isn't something that you're interested in, if you're not looking to bring in new business, I mean, I can give you the pricing, but once the listing fills, it's gone. So let me get my pricing here for you. So now you're doing home theater, audiovisual, wiring, right?
Well, we do commercials, so it's mostly like networking, surveillance, automation, things like that. Access.
Gotcha. Oh, so you are heavier on the on the commercial side, then? Or are you exclusively commercial?
Exclusively commercial. I mean, I'm open to residential, but I try to stay away from it.
Gotcha. Okay. You know, this actually may not be a great fit for you just because it is also going to generate leads from residential. So I'm afraid you might get, 50-50 calls that you don't want.
What's the price for that basic, the most basic, just the what the service that you guys offer?
Absolutely. Now, are you guys, did I see 15 years in business?
About five.
5 years. Okay, perfect. So that'll let me apply a discount to it for you. So, I'll back up a little bit. One of the first things that we do, Aaron, is we'll actually close off the Riverside area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around you. So it's very strict Google rules. We only work with one company per category, per area. So what that would mean for you is that we'll never be promoting any of your competitors to the first page. More Technology and Electrical is the only company that we'd be promoting to first page. And then we would do all of the programming necessary so that when someone is looking for your services, theater, audiovisual, wiring, and so on, you would pop up right in the map section on the top of the page, and then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls. They all go directly to you, and we don't charge for them. Clicks, calls, leads are unlimited. And are you using Facebook at all, or have you considered it?
Yeah, I have.
It's another great avenue. You know, if you're looking to reach out, you know, beyond your local service area, if there are other pockets that you'd like to hit, Facebook has been really good for that. But base package, so first page placement on Google, and then of course we get you out to all of the directories, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, up to about 60 different directories that we get you out to. So I'm actually going to be able to apply for a legacy discount because you guys have been in business for over 5 years. So pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. And it is month to month, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. We really just don't believe in it. We feel if we're doing our job, which we intend to do, there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's all right with you. Okay, good, good. All right, so let me grab retail, and then I've got to get your promos in here. So normal retail for Riverside would be $399 a month with a one-time $299 setup. But because it's open for programming today, I can apply discounts to it. So your discounts applied is going to bring you down to $199 a month. And then it's going to drop your setup fee down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. And then it is just that flat $199 on a month-to-month basis. Never a penny more, regardless of how many new leads and clients you pick up. And I was just messaging with one of my techs here, too, to see if we could key in more so that you get those commercial calls and not so much residential. And the answer was yes. So this actually may be something that would be good for you. Getting on the first page for your service categories, all the services you offer, and we can key in on the commercial side.
So first page, what does that mean? What first page on what, or what is that?
So what we do is the programming that's necessary so that you're found for all of the services that you offer. So, I mean, if you did even service panel upgrades under the electrical side, or you know, I see home theater is listed here on one of the things I'm looking at, we'll pull out all those services and use them as keywords so that when anyone's searching Google for any of those keywords, you come up right in the map section. And then they just click and call you directly.
At Google.com, even from their phone, mm-hmm. they Google search, I need an electrician, or I need a
low-voltage
technician, or camera specialist. Mm-hmm. You'll make sure I pop up first.
Exactly. All of your services. And then whatever your service listing is, we'll never work with one of your competitors in the area who offers any of the services that you do. Very strict Google rules.
Okay, so do you need a list of services I do in order to do this, or how does that work?
Yeah, actually, as I get you set up, I'll take all of your services down. I'll put them in. I'll get everything ready for your tech. That way, you're all set to go. This sounds like something that's going to help you guys grow your business.
Yeah, it'll help us grow, and then also... Once a customer calls me, I just work with them directly and they pay me directly, right?
Yes. So, very good question. So, our job is getting your phone ringing with the right clientele. And that's where our job ends. Everything beyond there, you decline whatever you would normally decline or want to decline. You price however you price. That's none of our business. None of Google's business at that point.
Can I hold for 1 second?
You bet.
All right. I'll be right back. Give me 1 minute.
No problem.
Hello, I'm back. Yo.
Well, sorry about that. I was clearing my throat and had my line muted.
Oh, that's fine. All
right. Well,
the truth is right now, we've been busy for, I'd say, the last couple months. I've been booked out 2-3 weeks. But it's up and down. There's times where I'll go 2-3 weeks where I only do a job or two a week, and then boom, we get busy again. So I figure if I make this investment, it'll help kind of flatten that line out, flatten that curve.
Exactly. Well, and two, you know, it always slows down before the holidays. So this is really a good time to get everything going, because then you're on top before the holidays and the slower time hits. So you can take advantage of whatever is still coming through during that time, too. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up, Aaron. Now, is there an owner or anyone that we would need to bring on the line to give the okay for the purchase? Or
I was lying to you. I'm actually the owner.
Oh, I wondered. I used to do that, too. It's quite all right. Quite all right. You never know who's on the other end. So, Aaron, I wanted to ask you, too, did you have a website? Yes, you do. No, you don't.
Yeah, no, or we honestly, I don't really do any marketing. I used to use Yelp, but I don't anymore. So this is going to be a big deal for us. It'll help out a lot.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to build you a website, too, then. It's included in all of our packages if you need it. Since you don't have one, I'm just going to say you need one. It helps, you know, kind of like you said with Instagram, people like to go look at your photos. We can feature your photos on your website, and it'll be on a domain or .com, you know, whatever, a name that you like that works for you. We're not just going to pick one and throw it in your face. And it'll be a full-on regular website. We build, host, and maintain it for you, so you don't have to worry about that. You're welcome to go in and make changes yourself if you want to, but if you don't have time or don't want to, just let us know, and we can do that. And part of why it's so easy for us to do those updates like that, like if you get new photos or if you add or subtract services, we're in your account on a very regular basis, making minor programming changes as the algorithms change. So it's a piece of cake for us to get in there and make those changes for you. Alright, so let me grab a couple screens, and I'm going to close this listing down so they don't make any more calls on it. Alright, got it. So, Aaron, what I'll do is I'll gather information from you. We're going to set up your onboarding call. Your onboarding call is a conversation with your technician. What they'll do is they'll go through quality control. So, basically, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Thank you.
Okay, what did you...
I got rear-ended on my motorcycle a couple months back, and every once in a while my back will just start hurting.
Oh man, were you thrown?
Uh-huh.
How far were you thrown?
No, I was riding my Harley and somebody rear-ended me on 4th of July.
Oh, right. Did you get thrown, though, or did it just jack you up right there?
Yeah, it threw me, but I got launched about 15 feet from the stoplight where I was stopped when they hit me.
Oh, man.
I didn't break any bones. I just
took
a good hit. My neck and back are going to be a little weird
Yeah. I bet. Wow, that's scary. My husband and I, one time we were riding, stopped at a stoplight, and luckily he saw it in time. There was a car just barreling right at us. He wasn't going to stop. My husband jumped up on the median. Thank God he did. I'd have been creamed. I mean, the guy ran into the car in front of us. I mean, we'd have been just pancakes. So, wow, glad you're okay.
Yeah, thanks. The second time I've been hit pretty bad on my bike and walked away, but thinking about selling
it. Dang.
Yeah.
How bad's your Harley?
My Harley, it's in the shop. They're going to get it fixed. It's like 10 grand in damage, but their insurance got it, so I got lucky on
that. Wow. No doubt. Thank God it wasn't an uninsured driver, I guess. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So we could go forward with this now. Hey, just real quick. I'm really interested in this. I could make the payment right now or whatever, but I just got from my last job site. It's going to take me 30 minutes to finish up here. So
okay.
I'm willing to work with you on the phone while I do this. I'm going to have to tell you to hold on for a couple seconds here and there as I will talk to the customer.
Not a problem. You
so
do what you need to do.
20 seconds, I'm going to get set up.
You got it. It's all yours.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm available. If you got any questions, let me know.
All right.
I'm sorry, you said your name was Gail. Gail, correct?
Yeah, Gail. You got it.
First name
is
the weather girl from Ninja Turtles.
Oh, really? That's cool. Your first name, is it A-A-R-O-N?
That's correct.
All right. And what's your last name, Aaron?
Say again, what was that last question?
Your last name.
Moore. M-O-O-R-E.
Got it. And I don't need your digits yet, but on the card that you're going to use today, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
Thank you. It's for my card, my debit card?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be my full name. It's my company name and then my first, middle, and last.
Okay. And what's your middle?
L-E-E.
And it is spelled out on the card. Okay.
That's
and it is spelled out. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to head in the back just to set the line real quick if that's okay, or are they busy back there?
No problem. Oh. Sorry, I thought you were talking to me. That's okay. Hey, I've worked through hammers pounding. I mean, you name it.
I was going to say, you get the job for it.
Yep, absolutely. I understand. I would never want to take paying work away from you guys. I mean, we're here to get you work. So, yeah, we work through it. It's all right. All right. Are you good? So I can take things out of order if you need to. There are things that I just need to check off on my list that I can do when you're busy. But do you have a couple minutes that you can rattle off your services and I can type them in?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So,
perfect. Go for it.
So we do surveillance.
Now, quick question. Are you full-on electrician?
No. I have my degree is in electronic communications engineering, so I'm more on the low-volt the electronics. We're usually installing surveillance equipment. We specialize in surveillance and security intrusion systems.
and also communication. So any data, phone, fax, wireless networking, Wi-Fi networking, we do all that. Rack setup, structured wiring. On the electrical side, we service inverters. And okay. We also do basic electrical pairs, panel upgrades, things like that.
Okay. So I'm going to read off what I caught, and then you correct me or add to it. I've got surveillance equipment, security systems, fix a typo, intrusion systems, I caught data, but there was something more to it that you said.
Data and phone.
Ah, okay, gotcha. All right, got it. And then I got networking, rack setup. Oh, inverters, right? Wow, that was
yeah,
that was
inverters,
bad.
Inverters, backup power, UPS, backup power systems, inverters, kind of same thing.
Perfect. Okay. And then any others that I missed? I got basic electrical repairs.
Intrusion cameras, networking. That's about it.
Okay.
Pretty much
perfect.
Any wiring.
Awesome. Awesome. And if you think of any others between now and your onboarding call, just keep it, well, at any point, honestly. If you add services or if you want to subtract services, just let us know at any time. We can make those updates on all of your info. So your website, your Google business profile, your programming,
everything. What's the name of your business?
Local Splash.
Local
Splash.
All right,
and then...
Gotcha.
And I'm going to send you a couple of emails. What's your email address, Aaron?
It's going to be more, M-O-O-R-E, tech, T-E-C-H, dot electrical, inc, at gmail.com. It's a long one, huh? Yeah, professional one. So I'm going
to be but it's not a hard one to under. It's hard to remember, anyway.
Yeah.
So many of them are, so many are just way complicated. Alright, so I'm going to send you two emails. You don't need to do anything with them. If you would let me know that they made it, that would be awesome. First one is just information on our dashboard and analytics, which I hadn't explained yet. You'll be able to log in to our system anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed from, upload photos for us. It's great place for all kinds of data. So that's info on that. And then the next one is going to be the exact price and package that you're getting. I've got to adjust it with your discounts, though. I want you to have that one in writing. So that one's on its way to you. No, it's not. I must have a typo in your email. M-O-O-R-E tech dot electrical inc. at gmail.com.
Yeah, tech is T-E-C-H.
Huh. That's strange. It bounced back to me. Dot electrical.
What's your email? I can email you.
Tell you what, I'll text it to you. That'll be super easy.
For sure.
I just have to get over to the right screen. Actually, you could even text it back to me. That would even be quicker. All right. On the way. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm going to blow you up with a couple more texts since I'm on my texting screen. I need to send them to you anyway.
I'm in your way. Just let me know. You could just kick me out of the way. Yeah, I just sent that email out to you. Give you a text.
Awesome. Ta-da, thank you.
No problem.
You are definitely good at multitasking.
I'm trying.
Fine, send us again. Okay, get that other one. Well, so far they're not bouncing back. That's a good thing. All right. Two emails on the way to you. Hopefully.
Copy that.
And then I've got your email. Phone number is 909-493-8492.
That's correct.
Awesome. And that is that also your business line or business number?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a secretary that might be handling a lot of these calls, but I'll redirect that through my phone system here.
Sounds good. And then are you 36? Are you at 3605 Brockton Avenue, Unit 5 yet?
Yeah, I am. I'm not there currently, but yeah, that's the business address.
Yeah, exactly. And your credit card billing goes there too as well?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. Grab all of that. Do a little copy and paste wizardry here. And 92501 is your zip, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And I've got the company name written as Moore Technology and Electrical. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that at all, Aaron?
Inc.
All right. Let me update that. Did those emails make it to you? Your opinion.
Check. Yeah, I got them. Gail Busk.
Awesome. It's bus key, not a car key, but a bus key. You were close. I answered to both.
Gotcha.
I answered to both. All right. And then, Aaron, if I could have you either in your head or on your phone, check your calendar for me. I want to set up your onboarding call. It's so we block out an hour, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Don't need to be in front of a computer. I'm gathering everything from you now and links and such that your tech will need. So I'll send all of that over to your tech so you don't have to go fishing for anything while you're talking with them. So today is pretty well shot. Tomorrow, though, it looks like I've got just about every hour on the hour starting at 8 a.m. going through 3 p.m. except for noon. So you name the time if you've got time tomorrow.
Checking now. Yeah, I'm texting my secretary, too. I'd like her to kind of conference in on that call to know what's going on.
Awesome, awesome.
She's a marketing team. Actually, I'm going to bring her in on the call right now. Can you hold real quick?
Okay, you bet.
Hey, Lori?
Still just me.
Lori, are you there? Yeah, she's supposed to be on the call. I think she... Let me see. She hung up her... Okay, yeah, so I don't know. She told me to call her when I'm done. Let me see. Tomorrow I'm on a job site. I was hoping she'd be able to take this call for me, but she's my secretary is the weirdest secretary in the world, but she does a good job. It would be weird.
Nothing wrong with that. If she's a keeper, yeah, she's a keeper.
That's what I was saying. All right, so I think the afternoon will be better. I got to go to handle something at the courthouse, and then I got to go do something in Temecula. I'll probably be done by 2 o'clock. Can we do after 2 p.m., maybe between 2 and 3?
We can do 2. So I can't schedule them on the half hour. We could do 2 or 3. Would you rather 3, just in case?
I'd say 2.
2. You got it. Grabbing you the last slot at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Let me build this calendar appointment, and then, yeah. Well, Aaron, I am excited for you.
Me too. I think you just made me a millionaire.
Well, that is the whole idea, is to make you more money, for sure. That
like
is what we're here for.
I like to make you money. You're only friend, that's for sure.
And, you know, I love fellow greedy capitalists. I really, really do. Been one all my life. I don't understand people that don't want to make money. It just doesn't click in my head. It doesn't compute.
I'm not going to lie. You know, I was kind of that guy for a while, and then I realized, you know what, being a minimalist sucks, and brushing my teeth with baking soda.
And no fun.
Money makes life better.
It does. It really does.
I went from being a minimalist, like living off the land, to like, you know what? I think I want to be rich. I'm going to start a company.
Yeah. Awesome. You know, money, they say money can't make you happy, but it buys things that can.
Yeah, you know, it's a big chunk of it, you know, because if you're broke,
yes.
It's real hard to take your responsibilities.
Right? Yes, it is. It is. Aaron, I just sent you one more email. This one, if you could please open it up. It's a calendar invite. If you would just hit the yes button on there, that would be fantastic.
Oh, that would be great, because then you should know.
And then,
can you add somebody to that?
I can.
Can you add, I'm going to text you her, my secretary's email right now, so you could add her.
Perfect.
What is her email? I think this is going to pop up in the morning.
And you know, while you're at it, if you want to send me the spelling of her name and her phone number, I can actually add her into your account as a contact if you'd like.
That'd be perfect.
Okay, I can do that.
So I just sent you her name and her email.
Perfect.
Her first, well, she goes by Lori.
Okay, L-O-R-I.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's her last name?
Acevas, A-C-E-V-A-S, I believe.
Got it, okay.
Let me double check that spelling, because I don't want to get it wrong. I've done it before. Let's see. I don't know what she's talking about. It's A-C-E-V-E-S.
A-C-E-V-E-S. Got it. All right. Let me get back over to my texting screen so I can catch your inbound. Ta-da. Email address for her arrived. We'll put her into the calendar. There we go.
And then I'll send you her cell phone number.
Perfect.
That'll be a text. All right, so that one's good. I'm almost done with this job.
Awesome. Got it. Look at us go. There we are. Perfect.
Yeah,
well, okay.
Snapping necks and cashing checks.
Love it. Okay. And then just so you know, texts that I sent you, one is my direct extension, direct contact info. You'll probably deal with your technician more than you will with me, but I am the lead on your account, always will be. If you ever have questions or problems or don't get the help you need, I don't foresee it. Our tech team is amazing, I swear they're magical. But anyway, if you have a problem, you can always reach out to me. If I can't fix it myself, I'll find who can. And then
I just reached out via this phone number, what I called you on.
Yep, exactly. And then, I sent you with customer service. That's your tech. That's where you'll reach them. And then, Aaron, did you say you do or don't have a Facebook page?
I have a personal, but not a corporate one, so.
Okay, no problem. And since we're not doing Facebook, we won't worry about it. Yeah. Web page, website needed, ask for domain name. Okay. And then I'm going to put you down, I hope you're all right with it, with the call tracking, so you can go in and see clicks and calls, how that works. So another info text, cool, another info text on the way to you for your late night viewing. Okay, another optional item, you're welcome. Another optional item, it's already included in the price, but not everybody wants it. It's called our Splash app. It's actually just toward the tail end of beta testing right now, but it's an app that you download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone. The app itself has its own phone number, so you can use it as a business number or business line if you want to keep your business cell phone and your work phone separate but still on the same cell phone. Is that something you're interested in?
Yeah, actually, because then Lori could log into that, and when she wants, she'll be able to turn it off, right? And it won't blow up her phone.
Yep, absolutely. In fact, the other cool thing about it, you can each have your own numbers through that app. So any employees that you hire, you know, or have already, you can actually get another, they'll get their own phone number, basically, and there's no additional charge for it. You can set them all up, and then if Lori gets fired one day, you just let us know, and we take her right off the system.
Okay.
All right.
For that.
Awesome. So that one, because we're still in beta, they're asking our clients to fill out an application. So that last text that I sent you is the application for that. But I'm putting you for a yes here, too. That way your tech will catch it tomorrow, too. And are you, by chance, a bilingual shop?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then for us to contact you, Aaron, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Text.
Okay. And then what do you want to show as your hours of operation?
9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then on your website, no additional charge for it. Do you want payment integration, like PayPal, Venmo, Cash App? Gosh, there are about a dozen.
No, it's okay, because I already have a service for that.
Okay. And I was like, cash. Cash is always good. And then we're going to do, yes, it is. And your address, is that a home address?
It is.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do, we'll get your Google business profile going for you. So your tech will probably go over this again tomorrow, too. But you'll get a postcard from Google in the mail. It's not junk. We'll need the PIN code that's on there to finish verifying you. And then what we'll do on our end when we send it through is we'll tell them not to publish your actual street address. You'll still show up as a pin in the map in that neighborhood, but not so close that somebody could come and find your house. All right.
Okay.
That's all good. Let me put in another note for these guys.
Or is it just
this one right here?
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
all right.
There we go.
Installed. I'm just testing prints from all those machines, and we'll be good to go.
Okay. And then, Aaron, whenever you're ready, I hear you got a customer there. I'm ready for billing. But if you need a minute, go ahead and take a minute.
Let's see here. I'm ready. So card's going to be 4427.
Oops, just one sec. I'm so sorry.
No problem.
I didn't get to my screen quick enough. And now it has to think. Oh, come on, machine. Okay, I'm ready. Is it Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Okay. All right, it's going to be 4427-4270-7230-9588.
And expiration, please.
0727.
Okay, and the security code, please, Aaron.
650.
Perfect. Now I have to correct your name. It didn't carry over to my billing screen the way, right way.
Yeah. Thank you.
And then you said the company name is on the card too, right?
That is correct.
Okay, perfect. Make sure it's got everything right. Missed the unit 5. Every once in a while, something just doesn't carry over quite right onto the billing page, and I have to wrangle it.
All right, guys. You are good. Online. I installed, I tested from the 3 registers, this one, that one, and this one. This one, you will have to call in. If you need to want to print from this, you'll have to call the help desk because they're going to require administrative password to download the drivers to it. Okay. Yeah, but it'll take a quick couple minutes on the phone. I just can't do it because they won't give me the password. All right, so I tested on the contract. I'm responsible for the air iPad and for the register, so we tested that. You're on the network. I got pictures in there. I'm going to send them to your corporate, and I just need to get signed out.
Sure.
Good to go. All right, no problem. I'm going to pick up a little bit here for you. Oh, and your guys' old printer, I've been instructed to leave it behind. It's your property, so you can keep it. This power cord goes to it, or trash it, or whatever. I'm pretty sure it'll go in the trash. All right, and then the third line is there, and the date on the top for the signature. And then I'm going to stick the user's manual for the new printer. I'm going to put it under it, so if you guys ever need to reference that, it's there.
Okay.
All right, no problem. And I put what little paper was left and the old one in there, so you're good for a little while. Might want to stock it up. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You got it. So I think it's heavy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Hey, you guys have a good one. Thank you for your help.
Have a good one, Bob.
You too. Appreciate you. All right, Gail. I'm
such good customer service, too. Wow. Nice to hear you in action. That's pretty cool. People like you.
Yeah. You know what?
Very nice.
I'm doing my best.
clearly. Well, and I mean, you are a 5 out of 5 star rated company, and I mean, there's obviously a reason for that. Okay, so there's one more email on the way to you. Well, two actually, and I think it came by text too. If it's email, it'll say local splash initial invoice. Let me know if you got that one.
I'm going to jump in my car here and check that out. Hey, you said it was email or text?
I believe email. It should be email.
So yeah, I got the last one I got says welcome to Local Splash.
Yep, Local Splash initial invoice.
Access your dashboard. Initial invoice. Let me see. Oh yeah, I see that one. That's the second one.
Perfect. Okay, so if you open that one up, I'm going to read it to you. I'm required to by Google. So I'm just going to walk you through the steps on this part. Hit the click here to accept, like fourth line down. And then it'll take you to a new screen. Yep. And then scroll all the way to the bottom. There should be a box that'll ask you to check. And it'll ask you to type your name exactly as it appears. Capitals in the right place. Yada, yada. And then it should take you to a login screen.
It did.
Perfect. So that's actually where you log into your dashboard. They'll get you your login credentials tomorrow during your onboarding call. So we'll run through the voice verification and then I can let you back to work. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It's recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
More Technology and Electrical, Inc.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Aaron Moore, CEO.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And then are there any other authorized users on this account? This is where you'll say Lori. Just you need to say her first and last name as well.
Lori Asava or Lorena Asava. She goes by Lori.
Perfect. Thank you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement? Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, September 29th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, your flat monthly rate is $199, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 29th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue the agreement for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And then one last question, Aaron. As long as they're not offering the services that you offer, do you know anybody else who could use a service like this?
At the moment, nothing's coming to mind.
Okay. No worries. If you think of anybody, definitely send them my way. I would appreciate it. I'd love to help them grow their business too.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right. You bet. And Aaron, you are all set. I look forward to watching you on the first page. And thank you for your trust in your business.
So
you're very welcome. Have a good rest of you bet. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.